This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about healing. We are bringing you the first message that we have taught in our healing school on Thursday nights. And we are laying the foundation that God heals through faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I encourage you to read Romans chapter 10. We read it earlier in the week. But the Bible says, how can you call on him in whom you've not believed? How can you believe in him in whom you've not heard? And how can you hear unless someone tells you? I'm telling you what the Bible says about healing. I'm not telling you what somebody else says about healing. I'm telling you what God says about healing. I believe in divine health. I have not had health insurance for 25 years. In fact, the only time we ever had health insurance was when we were giving birth to our children. God worked it out that during those times, we had insurance. Actually, one of them, we didn't have insurance. We paid cash. And believe me, it was a whole lot cheaper than what they charge if you have insurance. And we paid cash in advance because, you see, having a baby is not sickness. Having a baby is having a baby, but there is a cost. But God wants to supply all of our needs. Would that not include healing? People today say, well, God doesn't heal. That's really, really, really juvenile. That's really kindergarten teaching. The Bible says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. Can't you desire healing? Don't you think every sick person desires healing? The Bible says God will supply all of our needs. If you're sick, you need healing. God is the supplier. We have got to start believing the Bible so that we can receive. I was 27 years old before I heard that Jesus died for my sins. Never heard that in my whole life. Raised in America, raised in a middle-class home. My mother went to church every week. But I never heard that Jesus died for my sins. My mother went to church, but she wasn't saved. She didn't get saved until after I got saved and told her she wasn't saved. And thank God, after she got done crying, she believed me. She didn't believe what her church said. She believed what the Bible says. But she couldn't believe it until she heard it. You can't believe for healing until you hear about it. And there's so many scriptures that promise us healing is for today. Healing's in the new covenant. Healing is the nature of God. That's not been done away with. God would have to be done away with for healing to be done away with, because he's the healer and he doesn't change. So we're talking about building our faith on the foundation of the Word of God, which never changes. You see, the covenant changed. The old covenant, the Bible says, was given because of lawbreakers. We're new creations in Christ Jesus, and we're to live by faith and to walk by love. So we're talking about healing, and we're talking about healing so that you can get healed. The body of Christ needs to start talking about what God says about healing instead of our symptoms, instead of our sickness. But people like sympathy. They like to talk about what's wrong with them. I can sympathize. I was 21 years old. I was wounded in Vietnam. And I got what in the military we call a million-dollar wound. That means I got to come home. And that means you can't see anything wrong with me by looking at me. And, you know, when I came home before I was a Christian, I've got a scar from the middle of my behind to my knee. And two different scars, really. One is from the middle of my behind to about here. And then I've got one that looks like I got hit with a shotgun. And, oh, I used to show people that scar. Oh, I was proud of that. And, oh, I like to talk about it. So I know, you know, people like attention. But it won't help. It'll hurt you. You'll have so much faith in that condition before you're done that you'll have twice as hard time getting rid of it. Take heed what you hear. You don't need to hear all these symptoms. You need to hear what God says. By your standard of measure, do you measure the Word of God as greater than the Word of the doctor? You know, we used to have an old fellow here in the church that's passed away now, and he certainly wasn't perfect. He had problems. He had more sickness than anybody I ever saw, but he always got healed. He knew how to get healed. And he used to mow the yard here, even in his 80s. Those are steep hills. And his daughter showed up with him one day. He's getting the lawnmower out, and she's crying. I said, "What's the trouble?" She said, "Oh," she said, "my dad's going to die." She said, "He's got cancer." I said, "No, your dad's not going to die." I said, "Your dad's beat bigger things than cancer." His name was Bill. I went over and I said, "Bill, what's the deal here?" Cheryl said, "You got cancer." He said, "Oh," he said, "you know, he was a World War II vet." He said, "I went to the VA and they ran some tests. They went there for a checkup. They told me I've got leukemia." He said, "But I told him that's impossible." He said, "I said, I'm in Christ and he don't have leukemia." They said, "Well, you do." He said, "No, I don't." He said, "Next time I come back for a checkup, you test me again and you'll find out I don't have it." And for years, they tested him trying to find it. Even took a bone marrow. He said they lied. They said it wouldn't hurt. But he just said, "That's impossible." He didn't open his mouth and say, "Yeah, I've got cancer." And his sister had just died of leukemia. But he knew how to resist sickness. And that has to be your response. You have to say, "No, I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. I don't have leukemia. I'm not going to have leukemia. I'm in Christ, and he don't have leukemia." That's true, isn't it? That's an absolute true statement. Take heed what you hear. Do you look up the disease on the internet, or do you look up the Word of God, what the Word of God has to say? I tell this story, but you know, some of you don't go to church here. You know, years ago, I had a phone call. Somebody said, "Would you go down and visit this man at the hospital?" And the guy who called me, he'd got saved watching TV. He was a rough character, gotten saved watching the 700 Club, and they sent him here, and he was not what you'd call sanctified. He said, "He's the meanest man I ever met." I thought, "Well, I really need to know that." So I went down there and I found him. His son had just gotten out of prison. The other guy knew him. And I'm talking to the dad and the son comes in. He said, "Dad, you want me to throw this guy out?" He said, "No, I'll hear what he's got to say." And so I was talking to him. I said, "I understand you're dying of cancer." He said, "Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah." I said, "Well, you ready to meet God?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, the Bible says you got to be born again." I said, "Do you want to receive Jesus and be born again?" He said, "No." He said, "That's what Jimmy Swaggart preaches, and I don't want nothing to do with it." I said, "Are you going to let Jimmy Swaggart send you to hell?" He said, "Yeah, I guess I am." I'd never said this to anybody that wasn't saved before. It just came out of me. I said, "Well, do you want to get healed?" I thought, "Why'd you say that?" You know. And he said, "Yes." I said, "Well, all right." I said, "I'll pray for you." And I had a little New Testament. I prayed for him and I gave him a little New Testament and I turned to 1 Peter 2:23. I said, "Now every time you think of cancer," and I said, "and you're going to think of it a lot being here in the hospital," I said, "every time you think of cancer, you say, 'By his stripes I'm healed.'" So I left, and when I got home, his wife was on the phone. I gave him my card, talking to my wife, wanted to know where that scripture was. He couldn't remember. So I figured he's going to do it. And he did it. And within 2 weeks, he was cancer-free. Within 2 weeks. And I visited him. I said, "Well, Jim," I said, "you ready to get saved now?" I said, "You know God healed you." And he said, "Yeah, I'm ready to get saved now." Called his wife in. He said, "I'm going to get born again. How about you?" And she came in and they both got born again. He took heed what he heard. And he said hundreds of times, "By his stripes, I am healed." You see, what Jesus did on the cross, he did for everybody. He didn't just do it for Christians. He did it for everybody. But you have to receive it. Take heed what you see. Take heed what you think. Take heed what you say. Because all those things work together to give you what you're going to have. He shall have whatsoever he said. Turn over to Luke chapter 6. We're talking about taking heed how you hear and what you hear. Luke chapter 6 verse 12. We're going to look at an example from the New Testament of hearing. Luke chapter 6, verse 12 says, "It came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he named apostles." Simon, who is also called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zealot, and Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also was the traitor. And he came down with them, and he stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coasts of Tyre and Sidon, which came to what? Hear him and to be healed of their diseases. They came to hear and to be healed. A lot of people want to be healed, but they don't want to hear. They're going to have the cart, but not the horse. Healing comes from hearing, because faith comes by hearing. They came to hear and to be healed. Luke 5:12, something very similar. Luke 5:12 says, it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, if you're willing, if you will, you can make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, and saying, I will. Jesus is always willing to heal. And we'll get more to that later, but what I want to see is the next couple of verses. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show himself to the priests and offer for the cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more there went a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together, what for? To hear and to be healed of their infirmities. Healing comes by hearing, just like everything else God does, as we looked at in Romans chapter 10. God works by hearing, the hearing of faith. Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace you are saved or healed through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Now turn over to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. What we're talking about is, if you aren't willing to continue in the Word, you're not willing to receive healing from God. You know, apples that fall off a tree usually lay on the ground and rot. You got to do something to receive from God, but it's not difficult. He said, my yoke is easy. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our first Healing School. And we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through you, the body of Christ.